Right, well, come on up here and tell me then. Why don't you do that? Am I queer for you? Come on, you actually know where I live. Come on up here. Come on. Who are you? You got my address. You know what it is. You looked it up in the call book. That's where I am right now. Come on.
I don't recognize your voice.
This is N9EE. I don't care if you recognize my voice or not. I'll give you my call sign. You don't recognize much of anything, so it's obvious we know that.
Well, you probably won't have your license for too long, so you might as well enjoy it while you can.
I have my license for a long time. I've had it for a lot longer than you have, and I'll have it for a lot longer than you do now.
Sure. Don't bother me. You sound scared and nervous. Did you take your medication today?
I don't take medication. Obviously, you haven't taken yours, and except for that liquid stuff, I guess you take, or the stuff you put up your nose, something like that.
Now you're the one giving bodily threats. You should be Baker acted and put under observation for 3 days.
Well, come on up here and do it to me then.
I only date women, and I'm married, so I don't really date anymore. My wife won't let me in.
He's talking about dating. I don't know. This clown, he's definitely, there's something wrong with him. He has a mental problem, so 980.
I do. You a qualified psychiatrist? What university did you go to? If that's you. How do I know that's you? You can't tell me when I can use my radio and when I can't. You don't own that tower. You don't own the airways.
I don't have to own the tower. This shows how stupid you are. It's in 98.
Oh, now you're going to resort to calling me names and mentally ill and stuff. Sounds like you need some medication. Sounds like you're obsessed with me. Did you see my picture on the internet? Did you think I was cute?
Ron, I wouldn't even waste your time on it, man.
I know it. He's just... Everywhere he goes, all he wants to do is fight. I know what you're saying, Don. Yeah, let me get off here. There's no reason to talk to this idiot. When it comes to stupid people, it's, they don't know that they're stupid when you even tell them they're stupid, I went to Tennessee Tech University. I got a degree. It's in 98.
Degree in what? Waitering?
Seeing as how he's only been on this repeater for about 5 days, he doesn't know who you are. That shows his ignorance. Have a good day, Ron. KG4 CLQ.
I know he's violent. He probably needs some anger control management courses. No, this is really the KG4 LEG. I mean, for a fact, you don't. Until you come in front of my house with a beam and listen to me talk. Said I've been on the radio 4 days since you all have problems counting. And it seems very interesting, like I said to Don the other day.
I have a call sign LIG instead of LEG.
I said someone must have been using my call sign since you all, 100 of you, or 75 of you? 100? 75? 75? 75 little boys know exactly who I am.
Hey, Bubba, trust me. Trust me when I tell you this. Nobody on this repeater cares who you are, okay? Nobody cares.
No kidding. Get a life. KE4EAO said that.
Oh, jeez. Y'all sound depressed. You ever had thought about taking some Zoloft or something, or seeing you, asking your doctor for it?
Tried it. Zoloft doesn't work.
You try Paxil?
Tried it. Sucks.
Terrible. So what are you doing now, getting Social Security disability?
This guy's tried everything in the book. I mean, he's been medicated so much. You know, it's obvious that this guy's been on all kinds of drugs, legal and illegal. You know, he's been to so many doctors that not even. And yep, that's about the way it is. And I need.
I haven't smoked any marijuana in over 25 years. When was the last time?
No, he got into hard drugs, you know. Yeah, hadn't smoked any marijuana because he moved up his own mouth.
No, I don't do narcotics or anything. I used to smoke a little bit of marijuana, like, over 25 years ago when I was a teenager. You still smoke marijuana there, Ron?
Oh, K4EAO.
Wife Edie says she smokes marijuana.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't even know where to buy it. I don't care where to buy it. You know, you're a pathological liar. It's, among other things, it's obviously you just don't know what you're talking about.
So why do you talk to me? Why do you threaten me with bodily harm and stuff? You sound mean. Was your mommy and daddy mean to you?